Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Meaning of Marriage, A Couple's Devotional. A Year of Daily Devotions is a Christian marriage devotional by Timothy Keller and Kathy Keller. Published as a 30-65-day resource, it is designed for married couples who want to reflect on marriage through scripture, prayer, and brief daily readings. Its purpose is not simply to offer advice about relationship habits, but to connect marriage to a theological vision in which covenant, grace, and self-giving love are central. Because it combines biblical interpretation with practical reflection, the devotional works both as a spiritual discipline and as a guide for marital conversation. It is especially aimed at readers who want a faith-based approach to strengthening their relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marriage as a covenant rather than a temporary arrangement. A central idea in the devotional is that marriage should be understood as a covenant, meaning a binding promise grounded in commitment rather than in changing feelings. This matters because the book resists the modern tendency to treat marriage mainly as a contract for personal fulfillment. By framing marriage this way, the Kellers place stability, faithfulness, and responsibility above emotional convenience. The devotional repeatedly returns to the idea that couples need a deeper basis for endurance than compatibility alone. The theological foundation gives the book its distinctive character. It does not present marriage as a performance to optimize, but as a vowed relationship that calls for endurance, repentance, and trust. In practical terms, this covenant view helps couples interpret conflict differently. Instead of seeing disagreement as evidence that the relationship is failing, readers are invited to see conflict as part of living out a permanent commitment. The result is a model of marriage that is spiritually serious and relationally durable. Secondly, self-centeredness as the core relational problem. One of the book's most important claims is that self-centeredness is the main problem every marriage faces. Rather than locating the root issue mainly in communication failure, personality mismatch, or external stress, the Kellers point to the inward tendency to prioritize personal comfort, control, and validation. This is a meaningful shift because it encourages self-examination before blame. The devotional approach makes this diagnosis accessible through short readings, scripture, and prayer prompts that help couples reflect on their own attitudes as well as their spouse's behavior. The point is not to minimize real conflicts, but to identify the deeper spiritual pattern beneath them. By treating selfishness as a universal human condition, the book avoids easy moral superiority and creates space for mutual humility. That emphasis also makes the devotional useful for long-term marriages, where hidden resentments can accumulate over time. The practical effect is to move couples toward confession, patience, and greater awareness of how daily choices either deepen division or build trust. Thirdly, a year-long devotional rhythm built around scripture and prayer. The book is structured as a 365-day devotional, and that format is one of its most significant strengths. Instead of asking couples to absorb marriage teaching all at once, it organizes reflection into manageable daily entries that can fit into ordinary routines. Each devotion typically includes scripture, a short reflection, and prayer guidance, which turns the book into a repeated practice rather than a one-time read. This structure matters because marriage formation is presented as gradual spiritual work. The devotional rhythm encourages consistency. And consistency is especially important in a marriage resource because relational change rarely happens through isolated insight alone. The daily format also lowers the barrier for couples who may not have time for longer study sessions. At the same time, it creates a shared habit that can promote regular conversation and prayer. In that sense, the book functions less like a handbook and more like a companion for slow, cumulative growth. Its format supports reflection, discussion, and spiritual attentiveness across an entire year. Fourthly, Timothy and Kathy Keller combine theology with lived marital experience. The devotional gains credibility from the fact that it is written by both Timothy Keller and Kathy Keller, drawing on their long marriage and shared ministry perspective. That partnership matters because it gives the book a relational balance that is not purely academic or purely personal. Timothy Keller's theological clarity is paired with Kathy Keller's perspective, which adds warmth and practical realism to the discussion. And the devotional does not simply restate abstract doctrine. It presents marriage as something the authors have lived and reflected on over decades. This makes the content feel grounded rather than theoretical. Their collaboration also signals that marriage wisdom is best understood as something shaped by mutuality, not by one spouse speaking for the other. For readers, that means the book models a form of shared spiritual interpretation within marriage itself. The result is a voice that feels both pastorally informed and personally credible. In a category where many books are written from either counseling expertise or devotional reflection alone, this combined authorship helps the book stand out. Lastly, a resource for conversation, prayer, and spiritual growth in married life, The devotional is designed to do more than provide reading material. It is meant to support ongoing conversation and prayer between spouses. That practical orientation is important because the book assumes that marriage grows through shared attention, not passive consumption. By offering daily prompts and scriptural reflection, it gives couples a structured way to talk about faith, conflict, gratitude, and emotional openness. The book also encourages readers to understand marriage as a place where spiritual growth happens, not just relational maintenance. This makes it useful for newlyweds, long-term couples, and those looking to reconnect faith with daily married life. Because the entries are brief and repeatable, the devotional can be used consistently without becoming burdensome. It also works well for couples who want to bring prayer into ordinary routines rather than reserve it for special occasions. In practical terms, the book helps transform devotional reading into a shared practice that can deepen trust, soften defensiveness, and keep marriage connected to a larger Christian vision. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Christian married couples who want a disciplined, scripture-based way to reflect on marriage over time. It will be especially useful for readers who appreciate devotional structure, theological depth, and practical application in the same volume. Newlyweds may find it helpful for establishing shared habits, while long married couples may use it to revisit foundational truths about covenant grace and selfishness with fresh attention. The main benefit of the book is that it turns marriage reflection into a daily practice rather than a one-time lesson. That makes it more formative than many advice books, which often focus on quick techniques or isolated problems. What distinguishes it in the marriage devotional category is the combination of biblical seriousness, pastoral tone, and the Keller's long-term perspective on married life. It does not treat marriage as a self-improvement project, but as a spiritual relationship shaped by commitment and daily repentance. For readers seeking a faith-centered resource that supports both prayer and conversation, it offers a focused and durable framework. If you would like to support Timothy Keller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.